This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's influencing the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, some of it could be upside due to the weather that we're experiencing, or did experience. Now, it continues to play heck with the slaughter levels. As we saw today, only 98,000 head of cattle being killed, 395,000 hogs, and yesterday's low numbers were revised even lower today. But when you get past that, there was no other fresh news in our marketplace today. Choice box beef was 35 lower at noon, up 42 on the selects, on a movement of 65 loads. On the close today, Feb cattle $1.12 higher, April cattle $1 higher, March feeders 10 cents higher, May feeders up 35, and April lean hogs 57 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com.
Tom, what's leading to the mixed trade across the grains?
Well, our wheat market did see mixed trade today, Leslie, and managed to close on the positive side, while the corn saw mixed trade and closed lower, and the soybeans were under pressure the entire session. Of course, keep in mind, soybeans have had 2 days of upside, so the profit-taking was in order. We also saw the dollar take a big hit today, but it did not lend all that much support to our grain markets. But when you get past that, very, very quiet without anything out there really to influence the markets. Might also add, overnight, the Paris wheat futures made new contract lows. Goes on to confirm we have low wheat prices around the world. On the close today, March KC and July KC wheat both up 3.25 cents. March Chicago wheat up 4.75. March corn was down 1.5 cents. July corn down 1.25 cents. March soybeans closed 9.5 lower. July down 8.5. And the March cotton was 36 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.